The 6 acres or so are achingly obvious as a potential site for development, but it would cost because it is such a big site by local development standards. The land became an issue because the Community Action Organization wants to build a Head Start Academy and a pediatrician's office on the property to eventually be followed by infill housing. A large group of residents, especially on Riley Street, appeared to say they had a development plan and they didn't know about the CIO plan until it popped up in City Hall. Valencia Cease says the neighborhood has been working on a plan.
That site has been available for other types of development for 5 years. And we have been meeting for 5 years, and we have been suggesting for 5 years that that project be owner-occupied housing.
CAO President, CEO Nathan Hare, says he talked to residents 5 years ago and they couldn't come to an agreement on what to build. He wants to build the Head Start Center for around 232 kids because it will replace a site in Council President Pridgen's True Bethel complex where the lease is running out. The council president says he can't vote on a decision, but persuaded the two sides to spend the next couple of weeks talking about what to do for council action in September. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.